Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
A comment from Mike on Twitter. After the Padres, I mentioned they split their season series with the Cubs. And, you know, same run, 25 runs apiece. So very evenly matched. And I'm not sure if he was trying to make a snarky comment or just pointing out. He said the only tough team the Padres have played so far. As in, all right, well, yeah, against real teams, they're basically a 500 squad. Yeah.
Whatever, man. You can only play who's on your schedule.
Well, that's the goal. If you can play well against the lesser teams,
yes,
and 500 ball against the better teams,
you're a winner.
You'll win 100 games.
You will have a fantastic year.
You'll win 100 games if you do that. No one ever dominates all the best teams in baseball.
Correct.
At least we've never seen it, really, in baseball.
We played last year's World Series winner very well in the regular season. Played them very, very well. Not so much in the playoffs, right? It happens. But those teams, the dynastic teams, the teams that, you know, the Yankees of the 90s, they murdered the Orioles. They murdered them. They'd be like, back then when they played them, how many times a season, Benny? 20?
Yeah,
whatever,
like 18.
Yeah, it would be like the Orioles were 2-18 against the Yankees. That's how you got there, man. That's what you do. This is called handling business. And again, you know, the Atlanta Braves were picked by many, including myself, to have a really, really good season. Some may say, Ben, that the Padres are the ones that set them on their losing ways, right? Like, that is a good team with good lineup. They're just not playing good baseball. But I think the Padres have a lot to do with that. You know, I think that's the way that it goes. You got to beat those teams that you need to beat.
Yeah. Three and three against the Cubs is not an indictment at all. And for the Cubs as well, they should feel good about going 3-3 against the Padres.
100%. 100%.
Those are both really good teams, I think. And, you know, they battled and played evenly, and it was a well-matched series. It felt like it could be a playoff-type series in October. And that's, you know, that's why when you get to the playoffs, even a team as loaded as the Dodgers, it's kind of a toss-up once you get to the postseason. Because you only expect, even if you're that much better, then maybe in a 7-game series, you expect to win 4 and the other team should win 3.
Right.
But you're not going to dominate other teams every single day. I mean, they didn't even dominate the Rockies the last couple of days. They won by, what, 2-1 the last couple of days against the Colorado Rockies. And they're the Dodgers. You know, I know they're not playing terrific yet, but still, baseball is always a game of slight advantages, not overwhelming advantages from one team to another.
Yeah.
All right. Just wanted to throw that point out there. We will get to more baseball, more everything coming up. But right now, Paulie's got some headlines, a little early edition of the Rondle Report.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rondle Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rondle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a hoy? Oh, yeah.
All right. Gentlemen, let's start off with some hoops and pay off the tees. Good news for San Diego State yesterday. They got a new commitment from LZ Harrington. He's a high school player who had previously committed to USC after previously committing to Harvard.
Now, before you get all freaked out, right? And these kids these days.
He's
right.
Just chasing more NIL
More money. Like, before I... Because I'll be honest. Ben told me that this morning. I go, wow, man, is this a guy that you feel like? And Ben goes, just stop you right there. What happened?
So his dad, they live in Southern California, has brain cancer.
Yeah.
And he decided he didn't want to be that far away from home, which is why he decommitted from Harvard to go to USC. Now, I'm not sure about why the switch from USC to San Diego State, but he's still... in Southern California. And I love this. He said growing up, his dad's advice to him was always be good enough to go to Duke and smart enough to go to Harvard.
Wow.
And he was. Really cool. He was smart enough to go to Harvard. And I don't know if Duke offered or not. But
that's pretty great.
He wanted to stay. He's going to a pretty good basketball school at San Diego State as well. So that's pretty cool. LZ, which is E-L-Z-I-E, not like the letters L and Z. LZ Harrington, St. John Bosco, which is a good basketball school.
Why didn't you shoot for East Coast, upper crust, Ivy League benchmark?
I did not want to go that far from home.
You did?
I did apply to Stanford.
You did?
I did.
Did you not get in?
I did not.
Really?
I did not. It was the one place I was rejected.
Wow.
Got into UCSD, UCLA, Berkeley, but... I did not get into Stanford, but I decided I really liked Pomona when I went and visited it, and that's where I went.
Would you have gone to Stanford had they
probably
accepted?
Probably.
But that's also far from home. Far-ish.
A little further.
It's further than Pomona, right?
Oh, would you have tried to golf at Stanford?
I would not have been able to play golf at Stanford. On Tiger's team? No.
What does he say?
Same year. We would have been the same year.
You're joking. Really?
Yeah, God. Absolutely.
That's incredible.
Yeah, we were born a month apart.
So that's incredible.
Wow.
Would have both been freshmen. Maybe I would have been roommates, assigned as Tiger's freshman roommate. But I would have never made the team or even been given a second look like I could at Division III Pomona.
So. Mike says, Pomona over UCLA. I'm confused. If you got into UCLA, why didn't you go to UCLA?
Again, I just really like the smaller school feel when
sense.
I got up there. And I think I made the right choice because I got to do some things like golf that I would have never gotten to do at UCLA either.
Think about the co-eds at UCLA as opposed to Pomona. That was what
I mean, we could drive over to UCLA.
That's true.
About 35 minutes away or so.
That's fair. You know. Fair enough.
Did you?
We went a couple times. We went over to the west side, you know, go to the movie premieres and stuff.
Yeah.
And wasn't big going to like college parties in my own college, so I wasn't going to drive 45 minutes for one either. But
makes sense. I could picture you like at a Yale.
Yeah, I had friends who went to Harvard and Yale. And
I've never met anyone that went to Harvard or Yale.
All the Ivy Leagues. I'm pretty much MIT. I had friends that went to all of those schools, and sometimes I felt a little
lesser than.
Lesser than, because they were all going to the big snobbiest of schools. And but Pomona's a really good school.
Did they make you famous?
But.
No. Did they make you feel?
No, they didn't. Oh, okay. They're good friends. They knew Pomona was a good school. They understood it, even though other people may not be as aware.
You
of
at Berkeley would be the greatest thing of all time. Of all time. Yeah, I would love. I would have loved to see what you would have looked like.
Loose cannabis.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Lots.
But now, good news for San Diego State. LZ is a 6'5" guard. And depending on where you look, Rivals or ESPN, he's a top 40, top 50, top 60 prospect.
Four stars, nationally. For sure. Everyone four has star. Him as four-star, yeah. Which is pretty rare for Dutch. I mean, he's usually targets the three-star, yeah. Two-star guys, but yep. This is a real four-star recruit.
No, he's a stud, and one of my buddies sent over, like, the expected roster for next year. It's disgusting.
It's nasty,
like,
dude.
It's a top 15, top 20 roster.
I saw the tweet. Like,
I look at it, and I go, how the hell does Dutcher get all of those guys' minutes?
I know.
I don't know how it works out, but should be fun. Okay, over from college basketball to college football. Look, this is in no way a slight at his career, but good riddance, because Lee Corso has called it a career. He has been horrible. I love college game day.
We're all going to get old one day.
Yes.
So
don't hang on until you... For too long.
It's my greatest fear.
That's all I'm saying. I love Lee Corso. I really do. He's fantastic. He's been pretty, really difficult to watch for the last couple of years. And he has decided...
How could you feel that way?
Huh?
How could you possibly feel that way?
Right.
I would never think that.
I hate...
He would be 90.
So don't. You know me. Just don't.
He turns 90 in August, so it would be 90 years old up there on the booth.
You're being ageist, both of you.
No, I'm not going to be ageist. Was he ever that good?
Wasn't he good?
I thought he was entertaining.
I don't know if I ever liked his shtick or really was ever that into Lee Corso at all.
F you, Ben.
I might
he
be
is 286 and 144 in his 430 right. selections. I'd say that's pretty good.
That's right. Pretty damn good.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not picking against the spread, so there's oftentimes...
Are they not? No, I guess they don't.
No, he just picks the winner.
Yeah, it's true. He just puts the mask on. Still, I mean...
He was a coach before yep. He was a broadcaster. Had a losing record as a coach, so, you know, got into broadcasting.
You guys know it's my greatest fear.
Hanging on too long. You're still... A half century away from that.
I'm going to leave. Yeah. I'm going to leave a decade early. I would rather leave a decade early than wait
Lee
one
Corso
day too long.
50 years older than you are right now. Can you imagine 50? That grind?
No, he's not.
50. He's 40. He's 89.
40.
40. 40. 40. You're right. 40 more years. Flying every weekend.
I can't, Paul.
Yeah, no, it's a grind. Yeah.
All right. I tip my hat to you, sir. Great career.
No word on his replacement.
It's Pat McAfee, right? Or is he already there?
He's already
there. Do you keep the headgear bets going?
No.
Or
retire the shtick?
Do you retire it with him?
Retire it.
I think so, too.
I don't think it fits on anyone else's head.
Look, man, it was a difficult, like, being honest, it was a difficult watch. You don't want to see somebody up there struggling to speak. You don't.
Yeah.
You don't. And it you know, but I think the people, his defenders, well, listen, you know, as long as he feels good and wants to keep doing it, you know, more power to him, but... Yeah,
I've always found Terry Bradshaw entertaining. Time for him to hang him up.
It's you're getting there. I'm telling
you. It's not a bad thing. It's just the way the world works.
It's the way that it is. It's the... Yeah, I'm with you. All right, well, he's done. He's got one more?
Are they going to have a farewell?
I think they're doing
one. They're
going
to do something.
I think he's
going to
be
the first one.
I think he's going to Texas and Notre Dame.
Yeah, I believe he's going to be part of the first one and
Miami
get the official send off.
Miami plays Notre Dame first, but they do play Texas. I thought I saw something about. All right, he's going to do week one.
I just closed the window, but he's going to do week one. Yeah.
Hmm.
And then finally, this is a little sportsy, but it's also entertainment. One of my favorite series on Netflix are the Untold documentaries. They are phenomenal.
Have you watched some of these, Benny?
I've watched ones where I'm like, I hate this subject.
100%.
And you at least have a different appreciation
or you learn
something. Like, I watched one, I think, on the Paul brothers, Jake and Logan Paul.
Oh, did you watch it?
I watched it. I can't stand them, but when you kind of watch it and learn about their upbringing and their family and their dad, you know, you're like, I can wrap my head around it a little bit better now, but it's still, they put together great documentaries, and they had a trailer earlier in the week for Untold Shooting Guards.
This is unreal.
And it goes back to the 2009 story now, 15 years later, of Gilbert Arenas and Javaris Crittenden, who had a altercation in the locker room that resulted in them like pulling out guns.
Correct.
And aiming them at each other.
Yes.
And so I don't know how they're going to... I mean, it was one instance. They're going to stretch this out into a mini documentary.
Say what again?
Yeah, say what again?
I dare you. I double dare you.
Arenas was apparently...
It was on Christmas Eve, by the way.
It's on Christmas. Wait, what? It was on Christmas Eve. Yeah. Apparently, Arenas was a real. He was a real cut up in the locker room, and not in a good way. And he really drove people like crazy in the locker room. So I saw the preview of it. I went, oh my god, I gotta watch this. They did the murder of Air McNair. That was so. Did you watch any of these?
I haven't watched them.
Untold. Oh, no.
You got to check it out. Love it.
Johnny Manziel.
Oh, that one was great.
Florida Gators. They did the Malice at the Palace was the first one they put out, and it was brilliant. Brilliant. It's really good. They've only done like 6, 10. They do like 2-3 a year, but this one looks super good.
They also have announced there will be one about Brett Favre off the field and all of the scandals that he has been a part of. I was reading about it, people are a little skeptical on the Brett Favre one because they do come off as a bit of a puff piece, these untold stories. So it's like, are you going to really tell the Brett Favre story, or are you going to tell the Brett Favre story that Brett Favre wants you to tell?
Correct.
We don't know. But Shooting Guards comes out on May 9th, I believe. May 6th.
So good.
May 6th.
I'll be watching that the minute it drops.
Yeah.
Maybe one day there'll be an unauthorized Benin Woods documentary.
I hope not.
The untold story of Ben and Woods.
There's really no untold all of our stories. We tell most of our stories on this show.
We really repeat our stories quite often. We've been
repeating ourselves all the time, constantly. I love this brand of baseball. This team's great. Like I'm tired of the same stories.
Padres have a new story just for people just announced. This is always the event. I've never gone to this one. Is that we didn't do this one once. That was a different one.
No.
Right? We did a different one.
We would never be
Don
asked.
And Mudd gets to do this one.
Yes, we would never be asked
announced the fourth annual Dinner on the Diamond returning to Petco Park with T.I. as the main performer. He's going to perform his chart-topping hits on stage. It's going to take place Thursday, July 3rd, Petco Park. 6 p.m. Event will be highlighted by an elegant gourmet dinner curated by Michelin-starred chef Drew Deckman. Tables hosted by players, coaches, team execs, alumni. Cocktail hour, TI, live and silent auction. They always have fun things. Fireworks as well. This is pricey. Let's see. $15,000 donation for an alumni table. And a current player table is a $25,000 donation.
This is why God would never let me be rich, because I'd be like, we're going. It's on me. And my wife would be like, you just spent $75,000 for you morons to go to this dinner? Like, yeah, we're going. Absolutely. This is why I'll never.
That's table for eight. I mean, for the $25,000, if you want to sit with Dylan Cease at the dinner. But it's out there for anyone.
I'm sitting with Tyler Wade. That's who I'm sitting with.
Any tier ones who has a little cash to burn?
All right, we got a couple minutes before break. I was talking with my wife yesterday. We saw the plane, the bus pictures of the players walking out of the tunnel. And who is the most fun on the team? That if you're going to go on a cross-country flight, who would you want to sit next to?
Somebody that didn't talk.
This could be a round table question.
Save it. We'll do it on the round table. Do it today.
Could do it today on the round table.
Do it today.
Happy flight.
Which
Padres player would you want to sit next to on the flight?
Who brings the fun? Who are you looking for?
Whatever.
It could be different for everybody.
What are you actually looking for in someone who sits next to you? Silence, right?
Yeah.
I don't think those flights. I think they're having some fun.
Maybe.
I mean, I'm sure they are, but do I want to have fun on a flight?
That's the thing. Do you want to have fun? That's a good roundtable question. It's a thinker. Arise would be fun. He would be really fun.
You want someone who smells good.
Oh, yeah. That would be Capisano. He's the best-smelling human I've ever smelled. I walk past
him. Probably be pretty quiet, too. I think Campy might be the perfect person for you to sit next to. Smells good, doesn't talk a ton.
Probably has his Penn Higgins with him, you know? Yeah.
Arise was on my list. Jason Hayward was on my list.
Tyler Wade was on my list.
Somebody says Tatis. I think Tatis would be on his phone all the time. The whole thing.
Yeah, I could see that.
I think they do a lot of card games.
See, I think Manny's like the ringleader. I think he cuts loose.
I think he does, too.
Settings like that. Stressful.
Yeah, well, he's playing $30,000 hands or something. Right. Here's Ben over there like...
Megan was like, oh, I don't think Manny... I was like, no, I think behind the scenes, he cuts loose. I think he's like the ringleader for all that. I think he's the bookie for their bets.
100%.
And their card games.
Fantasy football, organizes the league.
It's like Manny or Joe, I think, kind of run that stuff.
Who's the raw dogger on the flight that just stares at the back of the seat the whole time.
Jesse Agler.
Jesse. Oh. Just staring at
Would
it.
You want to sit next to Mudd on the flight?
Absolutely
no,
not.
Absolutely not.
No.
No.
Not a chance.
I'd sit next to Mudd on the way to San Francisco. That's about as far as
Arizona.
I'd go. Yeah. Arizona. Yeah. The rest of it, I'd be like, I'm begging you. Leave me alone. Oh, you remember the Blues Brothers? Check this out, buddy. I've seen the Blues Brothers. I didn't even like it that much. I don't want to see videos of it. God. I'm begging you. I've seen every scene, Mudd. You don't have to show me the Blues Brothers again.
All right, we got to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll give away those tickets to Warren Haynes Band at Humphreys. We got an in-studio guest coming up as well. Don't go away. Ben and Woods continuing after a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Tower Ben Woods is brought to you by Frozen Ropes San Diego. Hey parents, here's a message from Coach Kurt at Frozen Ropes. Is your child 6 to 12 years old? Then Baseball Summer League is the perfect fit for your player. Starting June 16th through August 17th, Summer League includes 8 practices and 8 games. Register by April 30th and save $100. Go to SanDiegoFrozenRopes.com. We've got some in-studio guests coming up in our final segment. As you may have heard, Woodsy having his final, at least regular season game,
yeah,
as the public address announcer for the Seals. And it's tomorrow night at Pechanga Arena. You got Albany?
Yeah.
Albany or Albany?
Albany. Albany Firewolves.
The Firewolves coming
team,
in.
Man. Oof.
And we just confirmed it's essentially a playoff game before the playoff
Pretty
game.
Pretty much.
Because if they win, the Seals are in the playoffs. And if they lose, their season is over. So essentially the playoffs starting a week early for the Seals. So that's a big one.
Huge game.
Yeah, and we will talk Seals coming up in our next segment. Now,
they play a playoff series, or are they one
games?
Yeah, three.
Not the first round. First round's one,
and then three after that.
So if they win tomorrow, you're not necessarily guaranteed another game.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so it was one of those deals where it was like, do I wait, or do I just you know,
let you don't want to wait and hope they get into the playoffs and win enough to get a home game.
I'm happy to come back and be like, all right,
yeah,
my bad. We're back for a playoff game.
Right.
That would be good. But it's great. They're doing special tickets too. Discounted ticket offer if you guys want to come out. Let me get the details for you, and we'll talk about it in the next segment. But, yeah, it's going to be an emotional time, man. I love that team. I've left it all out there for sure, like, with those guys. And it's going to be a fun night. And the ticket sales have been really good, so it's going to be jamming.
Quickly, we didn't really go through the rest of the league in baseball yesterday. We did go through the records of the NL West teams and mentioned that they have the top four records now in baseball.
Yes.
All in the NL West. Giants beat the Phillies 11-4. Jung Ho Lee is hitting well. He's got an OPS over 1,000, had a couple of RBIs last night. Diamondbacks hit four home runs in a 6-2 win over the Marlins. Dodgers got off to, what, seven runs in the
seven
first?
7-1, yeah.
And then almost blew it, yep, but ended up hanging on for an 8-7 win over the Colorado Rockies last night. Cardinals beat the Astros 4-1. So the Astros, Padres, we'll talk about it more tomorrow. Yep. But here's a little fun fact for you. The Houston Astros have alternated wins and losses since April 2nd. Loss, win, loss, win, loss, win, loss, win, loss,
wow,
win, loss, win, loss, win. Loss. So they're due for a win, but maybe because they lost yesterday. But hopefully the Padres will hand them a second loss in a row at some point.
And then another one after that.
Otherwise they'll lose the series because they're scheduled for win-loss-win for the next three.
Oh, no!
They keep going on their current trajectory, which is weird.
Whatever you do, don't call it a roller coaster, though.
No, it's just... It's teeter-totter,
actually. It's a teeter-totter.
It's a teeter-totter.
Oh, what a nightmare for those fans. We've been there. We've been there.
See, the bench is cleared between the Nationals and the Pirates.
Bro, I saw this. It was...
Jorge Lopez.
Jorge Lopez. So he buzzed the tower on, of all people, Andrew McCutchen. And I thought, well, what prompted this? And they mentioned McCutchen hit a big homer off of him when he was with the Cubs last year. And I'm like, is this guy really upset about a homer last year? And it's Andrew McCutchen. He did not throw his bat in the stands. He didn't gesticulate wildly. He ran around the bases, fist pump, whatever. It was a big homer. And I thought, man, if you buzz the tower on Kutch, like
one of the most
respected, yeah, like
players
that's,
in all of baseball.
And it was and guess who they had to hold back from getting in a full scale brawl.
Did he play for the Padres a few years ago?
Everybody else was pretty chill and doing the normal, hey, back up, it's cool, it's cool, it's cool, let's not do this. And Tommy Pham was fit to be tied. They were holding him back and he's pointing and like, I'm coming after you.
You know, he knows Muay Thai.
He does. He has a friend that owns a gym.
I'm proud of myself.
Yeah, proud of himself.
And I'm a very good fighter. You know, I don't do Muay Thai, Kung Fu, and box for no reason.
That's right.
Was that Jock Peterson?
Yeah. I love it.
This is the reason. The bench is clear. He's ready to go. I mean,
I love it.
Ready to test
every time.
He's been working on.
Every time. And anyway, O'Neal Cruz comes up. And really, it's the best revenge. Instead of socking a guy in the mouth, you hit, because he got ejected, you take the next guy deep for a grand slam. And that's exactly what O'Neal Cruz did.
Very jerks and Profar vibes. Somehow it's always happened to the Nationals.
I know. Maybe it's their fault.
We're doing this again.
Yeah, maybe
it's
their
the Pirates this time. Speaking of grand slams, Jackson Holliday at his second, I believe, of the season. Orioles beat the Guardians 9-1. And Cal Raleigh hit home runs from both sides of the plate. We call that the Ken Caminiti here in San Diego. 100 career home runs. The Mariners beat the Reds 5-3. And Boch won on his 70th birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, Bruce Bochy. Rangers beat the Angels 3-1.
Excellent.
All right. We will talk to the Seals coming up in our next segment in studio. First of all, let's give away the tickets to Humphreys. They've got the Warren Haynes Band coming to Humphreys by the Bay on May 14th. And if you call now, you can win tickets, and not only tickets, but the grand prize, which is a Warren Haynes Band premium fan package, including access to the pre-show sound check. Tickets and premium fan packages are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, but we're giving them away right now to the fifth caller at 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Seals coming up in studio in our final segment before the roundtable next year on 97.3 The Fan.
And quickly, let me tell you guys about Underdog. I've been telling you about Underdog. Going to tell you about Underdog again. One of the best places to make picks during the basketball playoffs with their extender promo. With the extender, you can play your way to increasingly bigger boosts each round of the playoffs. You start a playoff series by using your game one boost, continue boosting each subsequent game to unlock the next one. Longer the series, the bigger the boost. So it's a lot of fun. Been having a blast picking higher or lower on a lot of, I've been playing a lot of baseball, but if it's the NBA playoffs you're interested in, man, they got you hooked up for sure. To play, all you have to do is download the app, choose whether a player will go higher or lower on things like points, assists, so much more. Absolute layup, guys. Just download the app, pick higher or lower on players. Again, super, super simple. Once your picks are good, you can play with as little as a dollar. If you get everything right, you can win up to 1,000 times your money. Go in, download the Underdog app today, and when you sign up, use the promo code Woods. You'll unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus cash when you make your first deposit. That's promo code Woods. Got to be 18 and over, 19 and over in Alabama, Nebraska. Present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/extend.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, final segment of Ben and Woods on a Thursday, but don't go anywhere because coming up at 10 o'clock, we will move over to our sound space for our hour-long commercial-free San Diego Roundtable Pizza Padres Roundtable and discuss another great homestand for your San Diego Padres coming up in just a few minutes. But for Padres fans, you might be interested to know that we have a Merrill in studio.
We do. Coming an actual Merrill here.
Right after a check of traffic. Traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Our in-studio guest is the head coach and general manager of the San Diego Seals, Patrick Merrill, who actually is old enough to be Jackson Merrill's dad at this point. That's not an insult. He's only 21, so I mean, I'm old enough to be his father as well. You're not related to the Merrills of Maryland in any way, as far as you know, Patrick?
No, not as far as I know, but I've been taking full advantage, you know, around the city lately. Actually, I was asked if I was his father a couple days ago when I was picking up my rent-a-car, but, you know, yeah, definitely getting some more better reservations at restaurants 100%. And things like that around town.
You got to milk it.
Yeah, I got to roll with it.
You have to milk it, man. It's bittersweet, obviously, like, being the last game for me tomorrow, I just wanted to tell you guys, I've had such a blast, man. Like, the greatest time of my life. Mike Grace is here, and he's the one that pitched me on the idea years ago when we had just started at the Mighty 1090. And he asked me, I said, sure, I'll try out. And then I panicked. And I go, no, I'm not doing it. And I called him back. I said, I'm not doing it. And he's like, bro, please come and try it. I embarrassed myself fully. And I ended up getting the gig. And it was... I had no idea what to expect, but I was looking through some old pictures the other day, and I brought Bo out to one of the first practices, and he was a baby. Like, he's a little baby, tiny, barely talk, and he, you know, go Seals and all that. Like, we grew up, you know, my kid's grown up with the Seals, and my family absolutely loves coming to games. I told my wife the other day, I go, look, I'm going to miss it terribly. I said, but I get to go to games now. I actually get to go to games, and I can sit, and I can have some beers, which I do anyway, but without the beers. But I actually get to go and enjoy it. So thank you guys for a really fun time, man. It's been a blast.
Yeah, buddy. You make me a little emotional over here, to be honest.
Me too.
But, yeah, I mean, obviously really happy for you and your family, and but it's going to be really weird and not the same, not being able to kind of look across from the bench and see you. You always obviously brought the energy, and we fed off you, and I know the fans did as well, so we're going to miss you. But this isn't going to be your last game.
No.
We're gonna extend your career here a little bit and get you back for a playoff game.
I love it. So give everybody kind of the scenario. It has been like I was talking to my wife about it the other day when we were watching the game, and I said, you know, this season, like, expectations are obviously always high with you guys, always, and they have been since day one, and we've won a lot of games. Mm-hmm. This year, I feel like the early season close losses, like, it's just been, we've been right there so many times. As the head coach of the squad, kind of what's your kind of view on what's happened this year and really what to do moving forward?
Yeah, I think it's kind of serendipitous that it comes down to game 18, the last game of the season here. So the scenario is we win, we're in. So we're completely in control of our destiny here against Albany. They put us out in the playoffs last year. So the table is set, but, it's ironic because again, I think that's kind of the way that the story of the season, right? We had a lot of new guys. We believe if we get in, we're a problem for anybody, that we play in the playoffs, but, there's so much parity around the league this year, more than ever. So if you don't bring it, you know, you can lose to anybody, but we feel like we can beat anybody in the league.
I believe it too. I've seen it.
Is it possible those goaltender pads are just too bulky? Because that was my experience when I was in goal. It was just hard to move around in those things, and maybe you could just be a little more nimble if they redesign the stuff.
You're not as athletic as our starting goaltender, Chris O'Riglieri, or our backup goaltender.
Just wondering. It's just my question.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said it, Woodsy, not me. But Chris is an athletic specimen if you've seen him without those pants on. And he can actually do the splits. He's pretty nimble in there with all that equipment on.
I didn't want to show off.
They need to be well protected, though, man. That ball is flying at them pretty hard.
What's the fastest? Like, we always talk about velocity in baseball.
Oh, yeah.
And the average velo in baseball, you know, Sarah's just told us is 94.4 miles an hour. Max speed out there.
Yeah, it's usually a 95 to 100.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That lacrosse ball hurts.
It hurts.
There's one right
heavy.
Here. Let me throw this at you.
No, thank you.
It hurts.
Yeah, but in baseball, the idea is to not hit the person with the ball. And while you're not trying to hit the person, I mean, like the goalies, they're supposed to get in front of that ball every time. So those are hard. That's why they wear those pads that are so bulky.
It's
awkward.
It's a good team, man. A team with a lot of heart, a lot of fight, good defense. Like there was a game a couple weeks ago. It was the last home game. There were like 14 people in the penalty box at one time. It has never I've never seen it. It was against Las Vegas, and we had the thing about lacrosse that, and I've been calling these games since the team started. I still don't know what a penalty is because I watch some games and I'm like, oh, he's coming in the box. And I'm like, nah, let him play on. Is that frustrating for you as the head coach?
Sometimes, obviously, I'm used to it and the little nuances of it. You know, definitely. Sometimes I scratch my head, but. I think why it's, it's just such a physical, fast-paced game. So it's, I think that's why it's kind of so hard to call at times, officiate at times. And but I think that's what makes it such an exciting product for people to watch. And, you know, I think we have the type of team, too, that's one of the more physical teams in the league. So, our fans get to see that every week. And that's by design, because if you don't play that style, then you can't go deep. That's for sure.
The crowds this year have been insane, like insanely loud and fun and getting into it. It's actually a really bad time to walk away if you're me, but the crowds have really brought it at Pechanga. I'm looking forward to obviously, a really special night for me, Friday night. And for the team, I would love nothing more than to see a win.
Well, speaking of a special night, I understand Patrick has brought along something special. You got something there for Woodsy?
Yeah, I think obviously news has gone around the league that that you're moving on and you're retiring. So so our buddy Coach Malosky from Calgary is just sending you a small sending his regards and a small
gift. Well, we know the stories that there's been a few teams and opposing coaches who have thought that perhaps Woodsy was up to nefarious
business in his
role as PA announcer. I'm not sure exactly what he can do to affect the game.
He thought I was messing with the play call. I have no control over any buttons in there.
Cheater.
Yeah, he wrote the cheater thing. There it is. framed for the rest of my life. There he is. One of the more surreal moments, things that have happened to me in that penalty box for sure. Oh, my gosh. Look at that. Thank you guys so much, man. Means the world to me.
Patrick, as coach, I'm sure you just love good, crisp passes and, you know, fundamental play. But what's the coolest play in lacrosse? Because I don't know when that the shot. What do they call
Westberg,
the one where they
around the world,
the back,
baby?
Around the world. Yeah. That one's pretty cool.
We have one of the best in the world at
behind the back.
At some creative
shot,
plays
yeah.
in West.
Absolutely. I love big hits. I mean, I'm a defensive guy at heart, but I love big hits. But I think the most electrifying play or most exciting play to watch is when guys dive across the crease.
Oh, yeah.
To try and score goals and how acrobatic they can be.
Because you can't shoot if your foot is
correct.
In the crease, but
right.
if you jump across it and you're still in the air,
right.
you can just like basically
yeah.
like a dunk in basketball.
But the
most
ball
get
needs
that close.
To be past the line before your foot comes down. I mean,
yeah.
it's like the detail is crazy in what these guys
the
are able to do.
Hang time is important.
Hang
actually.
Time is really important. It's yeah, really absolutely. Really important. And physicality. It's the I've said it many times about the Seals. It's honestly what pro sports should be. These guys give everything. Everything. They leave it out on the carpet every single time they play. And all of them, to a man, every single game, man. And they may, you know, you're going to lose some, certainly, but it's never for a lack of effort. I've just never seen in my in every game I've called, I've never seen anybody really loafing, like taking plays off. Like it just... Everybody is in sync. It's a really beautiful, beautiful sport. I've fallen madly in love with it and the league and the players and the coaches and everybody there. It's just been
incredible. Now, you played
incredible.
For what? 15? How many years did you play?
15 years.
15
yeah.
years. Are yeah. those all your teeth?
No. No. None of them are.
None of them are?
Well, the whole top row is upper
really?
Deck there is, yeah.
So it's
yeah.
like hockey. It's that common.
Yeah.
You just... accidentally take a stick to the face? Is that the most of the ball?
The stick or the ball?
Which is it?
Stick.
Oh, what was the gnarliest?
They've kind of added up over yeah. the years. You know, the odd fist here and there.
Yes. Ooh. Yes.
Yeah.
I love when they drop the
They
gun.
Look good, though. I mean,
yeah.
You've got,
oh, thanks.
You've
yeah,
good
they
dental
fantastic.
Work. You've
good
dentist.
Work, yeah.
so.
This is great.
See, this
man.
Is why I have no interest in lacrosse.
Playing lacrosse.
Yeah. yeah. Got to protect these at all costs.
Yes, the moneymaker, as it were. For sure. I get it. No, I've had a blast. It's been such a fun ride. And I've already had people contact me. Where do I apply for to fill my shoes? And I'm happy to help. Whatever you guys need, train them up.
No one can fill your shoes.
Sure. I mean, absolutely. This is
it. Go a season just in silence in honor of Woods next year.
Just an entire game of just... quiet. No, it's I'm happy to help train the next person up, certainly, and get them ready to go. But really, it's pretty easy. You just get in there, go crazy, and scream till your throat feels like hamburger meat, which is what I've done for every game. It's been so much fun. I've seen some incredible athletes come through and just fallen in love with the game and the sport and the team and everything. It's been so much fun.
Well, Pat.
We're gonna miss you, buddy.
I'm gonna miss you guys.
Yeah, and thanks for everything.
Thank you, guys.
Patrick, good luck tomorrow again. If they win, they go on to the playoffs for a road game, and then if they win that one, we'll tell you all about hopefully some home playoff games coming up later in the month or early next month, I'd imagine. But get mm-hmm. the job done tomorrow. That's the
yeah.
first job Friday night. And tickets still available. Go to SealsLax.com. Is that still the website? Yeah, if
yep.
you're interested in seeing Woods in his final game and cheering on the Seals. Now, does the other team, are they also a win and get in game for Albany? Do we know, or do they need help? They need some help, but they're not out of it, though. So,
no.
And you guys have... They've given you some trouble.
They
beat you last week, and
yep.
they've won like 3 out of 4 all
I don't
time.
Like them, so yeah. I see we got to bring the
you
heat.
Some revenge is in order.
Yeah, we are due.
All right, good luck tomorrow. Thank you guys for stopping in. We really appreciate it.
You guys are the best.
And it's good to see y'all.
Thanks for having us.
San Diego Seals, Patrick Merrill, head coach and general manager with us. All right, got a couple of minutes left. It is the San Diego Padres. They will be back in action tomorrow, first of three against the Houston Astros, and we'll talk more about it on tomorrow's program. We will have Mike Schilt on. It is a manager's report Friday,
yep.
9 o'clock, I believe, Paulie, for Mike Schilt tomorrow. And we will have our first weekly segment with our new SDFC and San Diego sports guest, Darren Smith, is
yes,
going to be with us. Time TBD. Stay tuned for the social media channels and stuff for that. Correct?
Yes.
All right, so that's tomorrow.
We don't have the time locked down yet?
We're still waiting on one other thing before we lock that down, but okay. We'll have it done early this afternoon.
Pitching matchups for the series coming up against the Stros. Tomorrow is going to be Kyle Hart against Ryan Gusto at 5:10. Game two is Michael King against Hayden Wesneski. And then the third game is the ESPN Sunday Night Baseball game on Sunday, and that's a good one. It's Dylan Cease against Framber Valdez.
Ooh, that is a good one.
On Sunday. So ESPN gets a pretty good matchup to promote, and the Padres will make their second appearance of the season on ESPN Sunday Night Baseball, and they've given everybody something to talk about. In fact, I would imagine Padres will be somewhat of the focus of that game now after their hot start to the season. Get some more features and stuff on your San Diego Padres on ESPN this weekend because they'll have their crew out there doing the interviews and everything. So keep an eye out for Padres content on the Four Letter Network all weekend long.
Yeah, and we will do a little bit deeper dive tomorrow on the Astros. And, I mean, think about the pieces that they've lost. But, again, you know, a team that knows how to win, a team that has a tradition of winning. They can be pretty tough. They got good pitching. So I know it's been uneven for them right now. I've seen some of their fans absolutely losing their minds. They did not expect to get off to a start like this. So I'd like to keep them down. They're a little bit down. I'd like to keep them down.
I think they're missing Kyle Tucker a little bit.
Yeah, Kyle Tucker, Alex Bregman maybe, perhaps.
Saw how good those players are and have been for their new team.
Is Altuve still playing left for them?
I think so.
Is he still out there?
I don't think they've moved him yet.
Crazy. Crazy. So I'm excited. I'm excited for this entire weekend and what it may bring.
But. And then Padres head to Detroit for three against the Tigers coming up. Six-game road trip and then back to Petco Park again for their third homestand of the season. So, yeah, we'll talk more baseball. We'll talk about the Padres homestand that was in our roundtable, which is coming up next as
What's
well.
What's coming up on the roundtable today?
You know, questions that you've already answered earlier this week.
More than likely.
We will skip over some of those questions for you. But, I mean, it's actually a challenge to come. It's harder to come up with roundtable questions when things are going so well.
I'd be lying to you and the entire audience if I said I wasn't nervous about Mike Shildt coming on tomorrow, because I absolutely am. So 15-4, pretty good. Like what? What's new? How's Houston? Great, right? I mean, I'm not saying I don't believe me. This is a good problem to have. I'm not saying I want him to start losing so we can have things to pick at. I'm not wired that way.
I mean,
he
should be in a fairly good mood, I would though. He doesn't care about anything that's happened in the past.
He's
more. At least I will ask him about the earthquake.
Please don't ask him about the earthquake. Please.
Shilty, where were you during the earthquake?
No. Yeah, I heard you were in the locker room interviewing everybody about the earthquake. Oh, I hope he gets you tomorrow. Yeah, we're going to ask him, what'd you eat? Where are you eating? What are you doing? Should be riveting. All right, way to sell it.
Quick timeout, and then we will be back in the sound space for the roundtable. Don't go anywhere. We will be back for Ben and Woods tomorrow at 6 a.m. for Paulie. For Woodsy, I'm Ben Higgins. Talk to you in just a moment on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.